All right, you got a tune 89.3 FM WNUR Evanston Chicago Sound Experiment tonight for as part of the Street Beat programming. We'll be featuring a live ensemble performance from the Lucid Dream Ensemble. This ensemble was founded in 2002 at Northwestern, and it's produced by Virgil Moorfield, who is a professor at the Northwestern University School of Music. And this ensemble consists of 8 laptop performers who will perform 4 group improvisations, each based on some kind of side effect. The first part is an introduction called Glitch and Machine Breakdowns, followed by part 2 entitled Feedback and Resonance, part 3 Just Above the Noise Floor, and part 4 is Dialects and Subtongues. Virgil, can you tell us something about the history of the ensemble, and what does the name mean?
Well, first of all, thanks very much for having us on your show, David. We started the ensemble at the request of Gary Kendall, who's the coordinator of the Music Technology Program at Northwestern School of Music. He wanted the Music Technology Program to have a performance side. The idea was to get students to collaborate on creating sound art and composition using laptops as musical instruments, and to perform their work live. The group's various incarnations and offshoots have performed at computer conferences such as Seamus and ICMC in Miami last November. We also played at the Museum of Contemporary Art in Chicago. The format, I think, is a great way for students to get started in the world of intermedia programming and performance by doing both research and artistic creation at the same time in a collaborative setting.
So the name Lucid Dream Ensemble?
Well, that name actually was coined by a friend of the ensemble who was at the time a loose member from New Trier High School, Ethan Bakshi, who's now at the University of Illinois. And we just like the way it sounds, the name Lucid Dream Ensemble, and that it implies an immersive environment so real that it can be a separate reality altogether.
Sure. What is like a comprovisation, as you put it?
Well, it's a term we coined for composed improvisation. And what it means in this case is that everyone writes their own material and that it's kind of sculpted through rehearsal and group discussion. So it's a loop of play, listen, edit, play, listen, edit, right up until performance time.
I see. So what did you see the purpose of the visuals as well as the audio in this case?
Well, you know, we hear a lot of talk about convergence of media, and we think that's true not only in the world in general, but also inside of the computer. So the computer is just as capable of processing audio as it is of working with video. So we've recently done quite a bit of work in which the two are linked. We usually work with 3 screens and 5 channels, but we're limiting ourselves to 1 screen and stereo tonight due to the practicalities of broadcasting.
Well, this sounds exciting. Of course, we won't be able to see all the stuff that's going on out there on the screen, but now we'll hear from the Lucid Dream Ensemble performing their piece, Side Effects.